Westwood, Xavier Worthy. You just yesterday we had a conversation like it's not very often that fans get their wish of a position, the fun wide receiver position.
Yep.
In the first round, the Chiefs drafted Rashee Rice in the second round. First round, though, wide receiver under Brett Veach. We now can check that box off, and now we can wait and see what that result looks like. What's fun about this pick is it's not just, oh, they got the toy, the gadget of that's really fast. This seems like they got the guy that is the fastest guy ever in the combine at the wide receiver spot, but also someone that's a pretty good route runner. And we can get into some of the concerns later on. Like, he got drafted 28th because there are still questions. Otherwise, he would have been the second or first wide receiver off the board. But, man, you're getting someone that can burn a defense and has the ability to run routes effectively and not just be someone that you have to scheme up constantly. At least that's what it sure looks like. I completely disagree with those that want to already say, oh, he just looks like another John Ross. I think that's completely unfair. He also has been healthy. John Ross got hurt running the 40 at the combine many years ago.
Look, I think a lot of people are going to, if you dislike the pick, you're essentially just going to call it every Ted Ginn, Henry Ruggs, John Ross, ooh, super fast guy, tempted. And look, he might end up being that. We've already told you the hit rate at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you that Xavier Worthy is a 100% lock, no question. Now, I do laugh a little that, of course, I should have seen it coming, that of all the available wide receivers for the Chiefs, they'd take the 5'11", 170-pound dude. I mean, their history at wide receiver would suggest that's the exact type of wide receiver they like. Super small, fast as hell, not 6'3". We always are trying to get them to take the, like, I want them to take Leggett. He's 6'3", yeah, and 220, and they never take that guy. They take the fast guy. And look, in their case, I've told you I've wanted more speed in the wide receiver unit this entire time. I think it is hard to hate this pick if you wanted them to take wide receiver. You just got to hope that they got the one right. And I think it's fun that he's super fast, and I do hope that that plays a factor.
Well, for this one season this year where you've got Rice and Brown and Worthy, and as of right now, then the rest of the room looks like Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Justin Watson. Maybe they draft another wide receiver. Yeah, you're going to have some exciting opportunities down the field that you didn't have a year ago between Brown and now Xavier Worthy. What hopefully happens, and if you're looking ahead as the Chiefs do with any pick, you hope that if he progresses this year, and we'll have all summer to talk about what we actually expect him to be in 2024, but beyond 2024, well, this is your guy that, if all goes well, he's the guy that steps in when Hollywood Brown is gone in a year because he only signed a one-year contract. If everything goes great, Hollywood Brown has a great year, has 800 to 900 yards. He gets a big payday. The Chiefs probably won't pay him. He gets what he wants. Hopefully the Chiefs get another ring. Xavier Worthy then next year steps up. He's your number two. He takes the exact role that Hollywood Brown had this year. That's like the perfect everything
dream
went
scenario.
Well. And that's what's exciting about it as well, because I think he is the Hollywood Brown replacement in a year from now, if he turns out to be what they think he can be.
Yeah, I definitely think that, like, his upside is still he can catch the ball in a regular route running situation. He wasn't at Texas simply a burner. And I'll be honest, I was not impressed by Texas's quarterback play last year. So I definitely think his quarterback play should extend some of his ability to do it. A lot of it is just they needed. The thing the Chiefs haven't been able to do for the last 3 years that has held them back more offensively than in the early years of Patrick Mahomes is they were in no way for the last 2 years a vertical threat at all. None. Zero. Their only vertical threat was MVS, and he can't catch the damn ball deep. And he wasn't getting his open deep, and they were getting closer and closer to line of scrimmage. I view this move a little bit in the way that we talked about. This is the Chiefs' attempt to be like, I dare you to stay as close to the line as you have been staying. Just try that and find out how that's going to work out for you. And I like the idea that you're just back to the evolution part of the game. They figured out how to throw the ball 2 yards at a time and bore us all to death going down the field. I mean, legitimately, last week I watched the last two drives of Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I wouldn't call either of those drives, you know, like they weren't just slinging it 40 yards at a time. The ball was going 8 yards down the field the whole way, and he marched himself all the way down.
Yeah,
there.
I think Mahomes was eight for eight down the stretch.
Got himself a field goal at the end of regulation, went right down the field, la-di-da, moment by moment, and took it down for the touchdown that eventually won them the game and what a drive that seemingly took 4 hours. They figured out how to do that, but the idea that they could reverse into this feels great.
I think the other end of it, too, and Andy even mentioned it last night is he's a good receiver, he's a good returner, and he'll do both. Like, the plan is for him to be set right into that punt returner spot where he had a punt return for a touchdown last year at Texas. He was the guy for them, so he already fills a role that can be useful where you don't have to rely on Kadarius Toney or somebody else back there. You've got a true punt returner who you can utilize from day one, and he brings you the speed, and then he brings you the ball tracking too. I watched some highlights from his year last year at Texas, and particularly you mentioned Quinn Ewers, iffy quarterback play at times. He can track a deep ball.
Yeah, that was the when we've discussed the wide receivers, whether it was A.D. Mitchell or anybody else, it was, hey, can you find somebody that can do something you haven't had the ability to do since Tyreek Hill was here? And that's what you're talking about, Drew, which is being able to actually track the ball deep. That was a struggle of Mecole Hardman throughout his entire career. Even there were plenty of opportunities where he got open down the field. He just struggled to go get the ball and track it. MVS was just drops. I think they have alleviated both of those issues by bringing in Hollywood Brown for a year, and then now with this pick of Xavier Worthy. And again, doesn't mean that there will not be some potential issues there. Otherwise, if it was a sure thing, he would have been the number one overall pick. You know, he would have gotten the number one wide receiver or whatever in the draft. There's a reason why he fell. I was surprised he was there. And we know the Chiefs trade up. And do you guys think they needed to trade up? Because if you look at how it went, I think Brett Veach has mastered the back end of the draft and what he believes the board is going to do. We joke about, oh, the board is going to tell you what to do.
Whispers.
I think he has mastered how to talk back to the board a little bit, because if you look at what happened right after the Chiefs traded up. So they trade with the Buffalo Bills. We'll get to Buffalo in a second. They trade to 28 from 32. And then right after that, two wide receivers go off the board.
Yep.
Pearsall and Leggett go off the board. The Panthers trade back in with it. But think about that. Would the Niners have taken Xavier Worthy?
Maybe.
I think there's a decent chance they would have. And so the fact that it was time. Like, hey, we waited long enough. It was time to move up. I think he has kind of mastered the late, hey, we're picking 28 to 32 every dang year anyway. He has mastered the ability to go up and trade, not 10 spots. Sometimes you just trade up three or four spots.
The reason why it works is the stat that came out last night. This is one of the cheapest trade-ups in NFL history.
For a non-quarterback, yeah.
They essentially paid nothing. They gave up 30 spots in the draft. I know that means like, well, now they don't have a third. Yeah, they got two fourths. They moved 35 spots, okay? 30 spots. That's all they got charged to make sure they got the receiver they want. Normally, I'm anti-trade-up because of the cost, right? Like, we could talk about what the Vikings paid to move up one single spot for a quarterback on a team that didn't seem like they were going to take a quarterback. Chiefs essentially paid a very low freight. Like, what do I care if they pay almost nothing to move up? And the Bills? Oh, Bills. Oh, Bills.
I always liked our friends up in Buffalo.
Why haven't they learned? Okay, so now this would be the third time. This would be interesting to see if they go over three. This would be the third time in the Mahomes era that the Bills have been in or around a draft conversation that involves the Chiefs. The first one is obviously they traded the pick that the Chiefs took Patrick Mahomes with. And there was a really sad Buffalo fan last night. I felt bad for him, honestly, who was trying to justify in his own brain that the Bills won the Mahomes trade.
Well, that's an idiot. Sorry. He is an idiot.
Well, yes. For the very obvious. None of the players they even traded for even on the roster anymore. Doesn't matter. So there's that one. And then the Chiefs obviously traded ahead of them to get McDuffie. And now this one. I got to be honest. For that little reward, why would you let the Chiefs go up there?
Because sometimes you would say, you know what? If it wasn't the history, you would have said, you know what? It's actually decent that you were willing to trade with anybody to better what you thought was bettering your team. Normally, we applaud that. The problem is you've got a track record of it burning you. And this is your biggest obstacle for Josh Allen and your organization. And now, if it works out for Xavier Worthy, you gave the Chiefs a key to the fastest wide receiver in NFL history.
That sounds fun.
They allowed that to happen.
If their thought process is, and obviously with the potential for Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel to get traded, they found an opportunity to trade back twice and load up on some of those draft picks, maybe to get a guy where it happens that they can still get A.D. Mitchell where they're currently at. So I think in terms of all the trades that they've made with the Chiefs, this one, it's the biggest win, I guess, for them potentially down the line. But it also, it unlocks your biggest rival to getting to a Super Bowl, the keys to Xavier Worthy. So, I mean, there's pros and cons, but I think this one has the most pros because they still get A.D. Mitchell and potentially...
Maybe.
Well, I mean, they have the pick tonight. They have the first pick.
But nobody thought they were going to trade down twice. Him. Yeah, I mean, that's the expectation. that the Bills, who have the first pick tonight, are going to actually take AD Mitchell. But who thought they were trading at 28 and also trading down at 32? So, I mean, I'm with you. I think that's the thought process. But maybe they trade for Deebo Samuel. But the fact that you allowed the Chiefs to have the opportunity to get a guy they clearly wanted that is going to be the fastest wide receiver in the NFL, and have the opportunity to have maybe some of a vertical threat they didn't have against you even a year ago. Can't wait for that game. Can't wait for the Chiefs to play the Bills and Xavier Worthy to go for a $110, even if he doesn't do that all year, but just that's the one game he's going to go for a $110 and a touchdown just because.
I do think they needed to trade up because it shows that they needed to be aggressive and not reactive but proactive. Like, this is our guy, we want him. We're going to go get him. And if it's four spots, it's four spots. If it was six spots, it was six spots. You know, they have the guy, I think, that Andy loves, and that's what you want them to do, not be reactive. Because worst case scenario is, what if Xavier Worthy's picked there and the Chiefs like, crap, well, we could take Leggett, but we don't love him as much as we could have got with Xavier Worthy.
They either, I'll say this about tackle versus wide receiver, because that was inevitably going to be a part of this conversation. They either didn't like some of the tackles that we were all mentioning. Because, like, the same people that we have been mentioning in a gajillion mock drafts were available at 28, would have been available at 32, as were available in the wide receiver spot. So when it came down to it, you and I both still know that they preferred the wide receivers that were available over the tackles that were available. Like, most of those guys were available. Look, the big names were gone. J.C. Latham and Joe Alt and the one the Bengals took.
Mims, yes.
Mims. The oft-injured Mims. They just figured, let's be hurt more.